Hi, and welcome to Gardens for Everybody. Today, well, it's the middle of August and it's been hot. Now it's starting to be a little bit cooler and we have had a little bit of rain, which is fantastic. But I guess we're just looking at what are we doing in our garden right now? What are we harvesting? And, you know, again, how are we adapting to climate change, which we're definitely seeing lots of good ways and bad ways. The heat has been a problem.
Oh my, was it terrible. Oh.
But we are finding that we're harvesting stuff now and we're getting lots of tomatoes at the moment.
Yeah, yes, we are. We're harvesting every single morning so that we're getting the tomatoes off the vines when they're slightly orange and not bright red, which means we've had no damage from the squirrels and birds.
Which is really interesting because in previous years we'd have a lot of losses of tomatoes being eaten by animals. And just they take a bite and it's wasted. But because we've been ahead of harvesting and doing it more regularly as soon as the tomatoes are starting to turn colour, they're not getting damaged. And we are finding that we're getting more tomatoes harvest this year.
And we've learned that, especially at the food cupboard, when they receive the tomatoes when they're still firm but going red, but not yet red, they still become sweet.
Yes, and it's easier to manage when you're transporting them, when you're, having to keep them for a little while. It's much easier if you don't have to use that tomato immediately because it's going to go overripe and possibly a little bit rotten if you don't use it straight away. So that's a big advantage too that we've found to harvesting as soon as they're in any way red. Just to keep them really fresh and not getting damaged. But we have all indeterminate tomatoes. And so we're also seeing now that our plants are starting to have some brown areas, some dead leaves on them. And so, Miriam, what are we doing with our tomatoes in terms of care?
So we have to convince our tomato plants that fall is actually coming. Mm-hmm. So we are cutting off the brand new stems that are growing at the top of the plant because tomatoes have a much longer lifespan than the Ottawa Valley summer, even though our summers are much longer than they used to be. So we're cutting off the top stems, making the plant finish the tomatoes they've already started. And we are cutting off or breaking off the dead leaves at the bottom because there's no reason for them to be there anymore. And they do hide tomatoes inside
the plants. It was shocking how many tomatoes you didn't see. And then when you took all the brown dead leaves off, actually you found a bunch more tomatoes there. And they're not doing anything good. And they could be a site where diseases can start. And so we want to get rid of them. It allows more airflow to the tomato plant as well. All good reasons to get rid of those dead leaves. So I think we talked about pruning before of tomato plants. And we talked about how there's kind of like, do you do it? Don't you do it? But at this point, when the leaves are dead, I think we are all agreed, yes, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, for sure. Pull them away. And our plants do not seem to have any tobacco mosaic virus. The leaves seem to have died just simply because they're so old.
Yeah, yeah. And the plant would still continue, in its native site, it would still continue growing from the top, producing more tomatoes in the long term. But of course, the winter's going to come eventually and it's going to stop. So we haven't got enough time for all of that new growth to then produce tomatoes, which is why we're cutting off the tops of the plants as well. And I guess the other thing we've been kind of like looking at is our bean plants, our bush bean plants, because they are not going to keep producing forever. What have we been doing with those, Marianne?
Well, we actually now, due to climate change, have 4 plantings of bush beans. So the first planting we have harvested them. The plants are now no longer flowering, so we are cutting them, leaving the roots intact and leaving the stems and leaves on the ground as a mulch layer. And then we will start doing that to the second planting. So we're only now harvesting from the third planting of beans that we planted. So we plant beans all of May, all of June and half of July.
Yeah, and I should say, in case anyone's wondering, it's actually quite easy to tell when the plant is finished because the beans just stop being produced, number one. And also, they're not very nice anymore. They're kind of hard and tough and of not good quality. And the plant doesn't look good anymore. So it's kind of, it sounds like it might be difficult to tell, but it's really not. The plant is not looking healthy anymore. So you're not getting a good crop. So it's time to just do that chop and drop where you just cut it off at the stem, leave the roots in the ground, and just let that plant sit on the ground, because it's when it dies that the plant releases the nitrogen for the other plants to take up. And so, and it releases it into the soil and stays there.
But leaving the roots intact in the soil allows rainwater to hit the stems and trickle down through the roots all the way to the bottom of the roots in the soil. So it increases the infiltration and percolation of the water into the soil, so it's very beneficial. And of course, we planted the beans with other plants such as the tomatoes and the hot peppers and peppers because they form mycorrhizal connections between the other plants and themselves, sharing the nitrogen that is produced by the rhizobium bacterium in the nodules in their root system. Now, today I was harvesting the hot peppers. They had sunburn on them from when we had the very hot, hot, hot weather. But last night the groundhogs came in under the fence and ate all the beans, which should have been able to be perfect for harvesting. But now the plants are eaten. Every leaf, every bean is gone. All the groundhogs left was stems.
Now, Marianne, did they eat the hot peppers?
No!
Yeah, they have delicate taste buds, I guess. They don't like hot peppers.
And you can use the leaves of the hot peppers in cooking because they add a hot pepper taste that's milder than the actual hot peppers themselves.
Yeah. And you just told me that today. I had no idea that you could actually use, I mean, it makes sense, but I had no idea that I could use the leaves. So that's good to know.
Yep, some of the vegetables, the green parts are edible, such as the leaves of beans are edible. But the leaves of eggplants and tomatoes are not edible because they're in the Solanaceae family. So they have solanum, which is toxic to us.
So that's like potatoes we know about as well. We don't eat the leaves. And,
or the green part on a potato.
Right, yes. And that's why we don't eat the green part on a potato for that same reason, because it has this toxin in it. Yeah. Yeah. Knowing about toxins is always good. We do not want to eat toxins. And actually, you can tell because animals don't come and eat those plants. They leave the green bit alone. They might try a little nibble, but then they don't have another nibble afterwards.
Well, they didn't eat the hot pepper because they just don't like hot pepper.
Yeah, yeah. So these are kind of good things to keep your crop from being nibbled by everything, which is good.
I do think the groundhogs ate a good bushel of green beans.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There should have been a lot more.
In the meantime, those bean plants are still sharing nitrogen with the hot pepper plants.
Mm-hmm. And I guess so the main thing to say is, we can still be planting new plants of beans, for instance. And we also mentioned the turnips, the radishes. Now that the nights are cool, it's a good time to plant radishes and still have a crop of radishes.
And spinach.
And so, yeah, the opportunities to plant and grow and have harvests are not over, people.
No, we have until the end of September.
Yeah, it's great. Well, thank you for listening to Gardens for Everybody. And I hope that you're enjoying this nice cool weather and enjoying your garden.
Thank you.